Welcome, everyone, to the Real Estate Investing Show on this November 22nd, 2021. Preparing for a good Thanksgiving holiday. I hope all of you are as well. It's one of my favorite times of the year. So welcome into the show. This is a time that we're kind of reassess where we are as we plan for 2022 and beyond. And I love this time of year. My birthday is December 31st. Christmas time, holidays. It's a good time. You know, business kind of slows down. Maybe every other business except for real estate, we kind of gear up. This is our crazy time of year. But I like to get out my journal. I like to sit down. I like to plan. I like to think about my financial goals for the new year. And one of the things that I would encourage all of you to do, if you haven't done so already, is to grab our 90-day Freedom Number Bootcamp. Totally free. If you go to morrisinvest.com/bootcamp, it's 90 days. It's totally free. It'll take you through week by week by week how to start getting your financial house in order. Natalie and I put a lot of work into this. Again, it's totally free. It's like a small book, but it'll walk you through week by week by week on how to figure out what your goal, you know, understanding your goals in real estate investing and how to take things to the next level. So again, go grab that for free. It's a good time to do it as we head into the holidays here and kind of planning for the next year. Today is our Q&A episode. So we're going to answer questions from our viewers. Try to keep them to like 30 seconds or so when you call in. And you can do so by going to our website. Just go to morrisinvest.com and click on the voicemail button and keep it to like 30 seconds or so. And we will answer it here on the show. Okay, our first question comes to us today from Patricia. Patricia, take it away.
Hello, Clayton. My name is Patricia, and I was recently watching a video of one of the Kwok brothers, and he mentioned that Biden's Build Back Better plan is basically going after the self-directed IRA plans that individuals might have and directing them to public investment only rather than alternative investments. I would like your insight on this, if you've heard of it or not, or maybe some research that you might have on this, and something for discussion. Not sure if you've mentioned it. I drop in as much as I can, but I stay pretty busy. So I try to listen to all of my YouTube channels, and I've not quite came across that subject matter on your channel. So I'd like to hear from you. Thanks.
Sure. So great question. There's been a lot of confusion as to how this Build Back Better plan from Biden will address the self-directed IRA. Let me just say right off out of the gate here, internally in our team, when we were looking at this back a few months ago, it won't affect real estate investors. It's not going to affect real estate investors. Basically, if you look at the way that the House Ways and Means Committee recently approved the provisions for the Build Back Better Act, and they had a couple of different retirement provisions in there, one of which was was aimed at trying to target the self-directed IRA. And it would say that high-income taxpayers would be prohibited from making annual additions to an individual retirement plan, a traditional or a Roth IRA. Wealthy individuals, okay? This would be high-income wealthy individuals for a tax year. The limitation only applied to an applicable taxpayer rule who, as of close of the preceding calendar year, has aggregated vested accounts in an all-defined contribution plan, either a 403A, government 457, and IRAs that exceed $10 million, okay, as adjusted for cost of living increases. Rollovers and accounts acquired by death, divorce, or otherwise are not part of this. So again, I don't think it's something to worry about. And we, a lot of that had been hacked out of the Build Back Better plan in the negotiations. Remember, this thing started as a $3.5 trillion plan. It was hacked to pieces. You had Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who basically didn't want huge swaths of this. They didn't want any increases on taxes for wealthy individuals, et cetera. So it lost a lot of its teeth. Specifically, though, for real estate investors, this is not something you're going to have to worry about. This was moved out because, remember, most of Congress are real estate investors. So these things get floated on a regular basis, and then they end up getting gutted because there's a lot of outrage from investors who say, no. So again, this is not something you have to worry about. We've done a whole video here on the channel, which I'll point you to if you want more information about the self-directed IRA. And again, our team can actually answer any of the questions. We're always updated because these things can change from month to month. So again, depending on when you're watching this video or when it was published versus, you know, yeah, when it was published and when you're watching it, there may have been some updated issues within the tax code as it relates to the calendar year. So our team is always on top of this at Morris Invest. Again, book a call with our team if you're interested in learning more. Just go to morrisinvest.com. And if you're working with a self-directed account and you're interested in investing in real estate, our team can help you in a matter of minutes with that, getting an understanding and wrapping your head around this. But just bottom line, real estate investors, you're not going to have to worry about this. This is not something that's going to affect your ability to invest in real estate inside of a self-directed IRA. In fact, I just bought a property inside of my self-directed IRA without any issues at all. It's a fantastic way to build wealth, and it's a fantastic way to keep you outside of this crazy, corrupt government banking system where they just continue to print money and the value of a US dollar continues to plummet. So that's my little thing on the self-directed. Again, book a call with our team if you want some more updated information on that. As it relates to 2022 and beyond. All right, thank you for that question. Our next question comes to us from Javier.
In your second book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years, you mentioned using an interest-only HELOC. I have decided to follow your advice and shop for a HELOC at local banks and credit unions. However, they don't offer interest-only HELOCs. They only offer regular HELOCs at 4% interest. Will paying off the mortgage take longer on a regular HELOC versus an interest-only HELOC?
Thank you, Javier. So yes, these things change all the time, and we're actually working on a new updated version of our book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years, because some things have changed, obviously, in the tax code as well as financing, given the pandemic and a rolling back of rules and all of that. So we have an updated version that we are working on with a lot of the new provisions. Yes, getting home equity lines of credit has become more difficult over the past few years, but they're still available and banks are still competing to try to get you their business. So you can absolutely find home equity lines of credit. Interest-only home equity lines of credit, yes, are hard to find. But no, having a regular home equity line of credit at 4% interest, think about that for a second. In the early 1980s, interest rates were 18, 19%. So you're getting a home equity line of credit at 4% on the house that you're living in. You can't eat that equity. So now you've got a bank is giving you money on the equity in your home that you can now use to fire at the primary balance of your mortgage and pay that off in no time. So I've actually, from a lot of our readers of the book, almost all of them who've written me, I've gotten email after email from people over the years that said this book is a game changer. They've paid off their mortgage in record time. Thank you. And it's been always so flattering to me because it was just a strategy that I discovered in the late 90s. And it's something that I've done multiple times. And then we wrote a book about it. And even my best friend from high school reached out to me recently and said that he paid off his mortgage in just under 5 years. And that's the title of the book. So he literally followed this. He used a home equity line of credit and was able to pay it off in under 5 years. He didn't use an interest-only loan. So most of the people that I've had that have reached out to me, almost all of them have used just a traditional home equity line of credit at an interest rate of 4%. That's amazing. Remember, the reason that this works, Javier, is because you're using two different financial products, right? You're using an amortized mortgage, which is your 30-year mortgage, and then you're using a home equity line of credit, which is not an amortized mortgage, and you're using this to fire it at that. And that's why this strategy is so powerful. It's like using two different financial products, using one against the other. And this is why banks don't want you to know about this, you know, because it works. And now you're able to write a check for $10,000 or $20,000 towards the principal balance of your primary mortgage. And now you're adjusting your amortization schedule. It's such a hard word to say. I hate it. Amortization schedule. And the home equity line of credit is not affected by that. You know, there are two big enemies, right? Time and interest. Time and interest. Those are your two biggest enemies. And so what you're using is this other product to fire at and alter the timing schedule of this and the interest payments that you're going to be making on your primary mortgage. So that's why it's such a killer strategy. So yeah, don't worry about the interest only. HELOC, again, using a traditional HELOC that you'll probably have for 10 years, they usually give it to you for 10 years. Use this strategy, and I can't wait to hear how quickly you're able to pay off this house. So good luck to you, Javier. Thank you for the question. And by the way, thank you for buying the book. It is on Amazon if anyone's interested. It's called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. The most up-to-date edition is the blue cover. And again, we're working on a new updated edition as well. And it's only $4.99, so super cheap, and it could change your life. Today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. You know Simply Safe. You know how much we love these guys. If you've ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there's no better time than right now, because our friends over at Simply Safe are giving listeners of the Investing in Real Estate show early access to all of their big holiday deals, 50% off their award-winning home security. Yes, we love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Can you believe that? 50% off? They've got indoor and outdoor cameras. They have comprehensive sensors, so you can put them up on windows and doorways, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who help, you know, you the minute you need it. So they will send help, police, right to your door the minute you need it. Simply Safe was even named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. You can easily customize a system for your home online in just minutes. I have to tell you, when we set ours up, it was so easy. It took just a few minutes. We didn't have to run any cables. We put the keypad up by the front door. We turned on the main hub. We put up the security motion sensor in the corner. We had an indoor camera in the main living room. And boom, we were up and running in no time. There's no long-term contract, no commitments. It's really easy. And it's a super awesome way to start feeling a bit more peace of mind. And you can even get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. And they've got just amazing discounts right now. So to take advantage of Simply Safe's big, big holiday deals and Black Friday deals and everything else they've got on their website, you get 50% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/investing. Again, that's simplysafe.com/investing for 50% off your entire system. Our next question comes to us from Tessa. Tessa, what do you have on your mind?
Hi, Clayton. I was wondering if you could touch on what it costs to roll over funds into a self-directed IRA. Thank you.
All right. Self-directed IRA. So again, we've got a whole video series here on the channel about self-directed IRA, what it entails. It's a very simple process. I mean, our team at Morris Invest can help you. If you've got an older IRA sitting there that's just collecting dust, or an old 401k that's sitting there, you left a job and you're moving to another job, and it's just sitting there, we can help you transfer that over to a self-directed IRA. It's very low fees. You're paying really like a low annual fee of like a few hundred dollars to a custodian who's just basically overseeing it. And then it gives you checkbook control of your finances to go out and invest in anything you want inside of this self-directed IRA. So again, if you've used if you had a traditional IRA or you've had a Roth IRA, you want to transfer it over, the choice can be yours. Like if you haven't paid taxes on it yet, right? So if you've got a traditional, you want to roll it over into a self-directed, the choice then is yours. Do you want to structure it so that you pay taxes now? Because you're going to pay taxes at some point. So I would much rather pay them now and pay the tax penalty now. Because again, I come back to the point of, when I retire, I want to be in a higher tax bracket, right? So if I'm going to be wealthier when I'm older, that means I'm going to be in a higher tax bracket. That means I will pay more in taxes when I'm retiring. So if I have the opportunity to pay taxes now, save a lot of money and pay it in a lower tax bracket, I would pay it now. That's what I've done. I had a traditional IRA that I rolled over into a self-directed IRA a number of years ago. And I was stupid because I went along with what people told me, which was, hey, Clayton, no, you should, it's tax deferred, man. Set up your 401k because it's tax deferred. I mean, you'll pay taxes later when you're retiring. You don't pay them now. I was like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. That's why I hate the 401k and all the lies that are surrounding it. Well, that makes no sense because I'm going to retire wealthier is my goal. That means I'll be in a higher tax bracket when I retire. That means I'm going to pay more taxes later. So I want to pay taxes now. when I'm poor or I don't have a lot of money, right? That's when you should be paying the taxes, lower tax bracket, okay? That's my personal opinion. Again, I'm not a financial advisor, so you know this is what I have done. Take this with a grain of salt. Speak with your own person on this, as long as they're educated. Then pay the taxes and then move it into a self-directed IRA custodian. These custodians are very simple. It gives you checkbook control. You can then buy real estate inside of your self-directed IRA. You can invest in precious metals. You can invest in crypto. Whatever you want to do, you have total control of it. The only thing you can't do is lend money to an immediate family member and buy collectibles. Like you can't buy comic books inside of your IRA, but you can do anything else you want. And the banks don't like you to know about this because then they lose the control and you have the ultimate control. Excuse me. So that's why, again, I buy real estate inside my IRA, my self-directed IRA, and it's a powerful, powerful thing to do. Again, our team at Morris Invest can help you with that. So if you're interested in transferring it over, Haley and the team on our IRA team can help you get it set up in like 10 minutes. If you just book a call with our team, go to morrisinvest.com and click on the book a call button, and we'll help you with that whole process. We are experts doing all of that on the self-directed side. And we'll give you all the updated laws and everything that's going on in the self-directed space as well. So Tessa, thank you for that question. If you have a question, go to our website. Just go to morrisinvest.com, click on the microphone button, and you can leave us a voicemail question. Try to keep it to like 30 seconds or less. Anything that's related to real estate, financing, taxes, etc., we will attempt to answer it here on the show. In the meantime, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. And have a great Thanksgiving and beginning of our holiday season, everyone. We'll see you next time.